a lot of the towns that nominated themselves, you know, they were more touristy destinations, a few of them. And you know, touristy ones are a lot of...
Oh, and we are too, right, Christine? We're still that.
Yeah,
I know. I'm just kidding.
But, you know, a lot of them have, you know, restaurants and you know, thrift shops and things like that. But, you know, you come downtown Wabash and you've, you know, you've got just a great mix of different kind of businesses that the community relies on. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes this so great. And, you know, your earlier question, why was it so powerful for us? You know, because, you know, as I said earlier, we have 5,500 employees. We're a pretty big company, and we don't sometimes get to see the impact that we can make with small towns and small businesses. So being there yesterday, seeing the reaction, we knew it was powerful. This last week of voting between Silverton and Wabash was just incredible, the camaraderie between the two communities. But it blew us away. We had no idea we were going to get that many votes. And then to see the reaction in town, I mean, we were anticipating what it would be like, but it just, you know, it was just a great defining day for us.
Yeah. A lot of people mentioned when you talked yesterday, or the folks talked after the announcement was made, just how you care about Silverton still, and you would like to help them. You want to help Main Street, Wabash, but you also want to help all over the area.
Right.
And you guys have that kind of heart that it's not just going to be one or two businesses. You truly want to build the small business community of Wabash County and surrounding areas here, and Silverton.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we know $500,000 is a lot of money, but in the scope of trying to help a whole community, you know, it's not that much.
Right.
So, you know, we're going to be very intentional about how we do this, and we're going to work with as many businesses as we can. And, you know, we're going to work with Christine and the leadership in Wabash to say what little things can we do for the Wabash itself to, you know, spruce things up, help drive more business, more awareness downtown. I mean, a lot of this is, you know, great free publicity overall. You know, we're going to continue to use the videos that we've created. We're going to continue to share Wabash and Silverton all summer long on social media. We have so much content that we got from the two towns when we were there over back in March that we can just continue to talk about what's great about small towns. And then we're coming back in about 10 days from now to start the shooting a web series that we will put online. And those are going to be 8 different episodes that we'll share in September, probably roughly 12 to 15 minutes long. So it's a deeper dive into this community, the businesses that are here, and just, you know, what makes Wabash so great.
Gotcha. So I don't want to call it exactly like Fixer Upper or any of those type of things, but some of them might actually be kind of like that, right?
Yeah, you know, the way we've talked about it, it's a little bit like those series, you know, like Restaurant Makeover sort of thing. You know, so we're going to, our expertise is in marketing, so, you know, we're going to help the businesses with, you know, how do you show up online better? Can we build you a better website? Does your logo need work? Those are some of the easy things that we can do. And then there'll be, you know, pieces can, you know, is the store or shop or whatever it is need a little bit more of a makeover, some of the aesthetics. And that's the part we don't know yet. We're, you know, we have to come in and see and take a look. And what do you need? How are we going to do that? And, you know, honestly, we've been talking as a team. We haven't done this before, so this is going to be learning for us, too.
Oh, cool.